I did want to say a few words about the about Google Books. So let's do that. Because this one has just been sort of settled in an interesting way. So there's Google Book Search. Anybody look ever used Google Book Search to find anything? So I did a, let's look for one of my favorite people here, John Romulus Brinkley. You'll find out who he is later on. Just take any one of these. Okay, Google has scanned in all of these books and has actually scanned the PDF into its text, scan the image into its text so it can search all these things. And and enables you to see all these, the insides of all of these books, but does it show you the whole book? No. If you go through it, you'll eventually get to places where it'll say, you know, we've shown you all I can see, show you, or there's pieces missing. This one may be out of copyright, and so it's actually is showing you the whole thing. Yeah, page 74 is not part of this book preview, and so on. Now, the interesting thing down here is, you know, is these ads, which are probably related. This is a particular book is about radio, so here's a little Rush Limbaugh ad at the bottom, which it's cleverly figured out to connect. So Google is making a little bit of money from whoever this advertiser is by showing you this book, for which it's probably not, well, until this week anyway, until the settlement of this week happened. It wasn't. There are other things you can do. You can go buy the book, and but you can read quite a bit of it without buying it, just reading it on the screen here. So what happened here was that the Publishers Association, the analog to the RIA and the MPAA for the book publishers, took Google to court, with Google claiming that this was all fair use, what it was doing here. And they're saying, I don't think so. And the case was resolved in a way that was interesting, but not very helpful in some ways. I mean, it was very helpful to Google. This is a little excerpted from Shiva Vaidyanathan's blog. So here's a quick summary. Google is going to pay a bunch of money to settle the case. It's going to establish a not-for-profit rights registry to allow rights holders to claim or establish control over out-of-print works. And it's going to enable you to see full-text copies of the out-of-print books for sale as downloads. And then you're going to get better access to the out-of-print books. And then it's going to open up some terminals in libraries for people to see everything. So this is all quite wonderful, kind of. Except that there's something very odd about Google doing the thing that its mission statement. Does anybody remember what Google's mission statement is?
Organize the world's information.
Organize all the world's information and to make it universally accessible, which this agreement certainly seems to be a step towards doing. Okay, we've got to wrap up here. There is, maybe I'll just leave this one. Maybe Charlie wants to say a few words about it before he begins. A lot of these, about the fact that a lot of these books were bought by universities in the first place, and Google scanned them in, and the universities are not part of the back end of this deal in any way whatsoever. So anyway, Shiva asked this question, is this really the best possible system for the universal spread of knowledge in the hands of a single, company? And in particular, the settlement doesn't settle whether showing that kind of information or making the copies in the first place, which of course Google had to do in order to get the stuff up on the screen, was within fair use or not. They basically settled out of court. And so that question remains unresolved.